This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Colorado Senators Michael Bennett and John Hickenlooper want answers about apparent underinvestment in food for Army troops. CPR's Haley May.
An inquiry letter the senators sent to the Department of Defense last week follows an investigation by Military.com. Its reporting found $17 million taken from Fort Carson soldiers' wages for food allowance was spent elsewhere. Troops at Fort Carson complained of persistent food shortages and undernourishment last year. The website's investigation shows the issues here in Colorado are likely part of a widespread problem across Army posts. Now, senators want the DOD to explain where the unspent funds went and how they plan to feed hungry troops. Haley May, CPR News.
Colorado universities will be allowed to pay athletes directly and keep the information secret under a bill that's a step closer to becoming law. CPR's Ben Marcus.
CU Boulder's athletic director Rick George told lawmakers that other states are keeping exact payments to athletes secret.
In order for CU athletics to compete at the highest levels, we must be on an even footing with our peer institutions in other states.
Media groups reject that argument. Tim Regan Porter runs the Colorado Press Association.
At a minimum, contract amounts should be public, even without names. That would allow the public to see the range of deals, identify disparities, and expose potential abuses.
Lawmakers advanced the bill despite the lack of transparency. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
Farmers and others on the state's southern plains want Colorado Springs to stop annexing land because doing so increases the city's water needs. The Lower Arkansas Valley Water Conservancy District covers Pueblo to Prowers County. It says the city already needs additional water to serve future development within its current boundaries. The resolution also asks the city to consider the damaging economic, environmental, and other impacts when water is transferred out of lower river basin communities. This is CPR News and KRCC.